Taurus rising. The full moon in your seventh house, Scorpio. Sun in your first house, Taurus. The full moon illuminates partnerships and mirrors versus your identity and embodiment. The new moon brought clarity about relationships, what you need from others, what had run its course. The ground shook in your first house. Your identity experienced Uranus' final revolution after 7 years. The harvest, what you cannot see in the mirror, your body now shows you. The moon at 11 degrees Scorpio in Venus's bounds brings relational intensity guided by wisdom. The sun in your first house, Mercury's bounds, shows identity still healing. Venus, your ruler, in Gemini, your second house, holds authority. It's sextile Saturn in your 12th. Values support spiritual practice. Mars in your 12th house squares Jupiter in your 3rd. Ships launch through surrender. Are you working invisibly without daily communication to ground it? Or building local connections that nourish hidden work? Question: did relationship disruption force you to become completely yourself? Or are you still shape-shifting for others? What to harvest? The partner who saw you fall and stayed. The contract that broke so your identity could stop performing. You cannot remain the stable Taurus rising you were. Let your first house lead. Let daily dialogue nourish what grand mirrors cannot resolve. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.